From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The federal government is ratcheting up its role in the cleanup of the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. NPR's Giles Snyder reports that the Obama administration is now sending three top officials to the Gulf Coast tomorrow.
Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano says it's a spill of national significance.
What that means is that we can now draw down assets from across the country, other coastal areas, by way of example, that we will have a centralized communications because the spill is now crossing different regions.
Napolitano says administration officials are discussing how the Defense Department can help. Earlier on NBC's Today Show, BP's chief operating officer said he would welcome the military's help. Napolitano and two other top Obama administration officials are due to travel to the Gulf Coast to coordinate cleanup efforts and meet with BP officials. She says she'll push BP to engage in the strongest possible response effort. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
Rescuers in western Kentucky may have located one of the two miners trapped underground since yesterday when the roof collapsed. Tim Miller, spokesman for the United Mine Workers, says the two workers in the Dotiki mine are feared dead.
They had a miner operator and also, I assume, the miner helper that were missing and presumed to be under the rock fall.
State records reveal the Webster County coal mine has a history of safety violations. President Obama recently ordered a federal review of red flag mines across the country after 29 miners were killed in West Virginia. It was one of the deadliest mining disasters in decades. President Obama is paying tribute today to the late Dr. Dorothy Hyde, an influential figure in the civil rights movement. Speaking to hundreds of mourners in the Washington National Cathedral this morning, the president spoke of Hyde's decades of commitment to equality. He also said Hyde made sure to keep in touch regularly.
In the White House, she was a regular. She came by not once, not twice, 21 times. She stopped by the White House.
Hyde died last week at the age of 98. Turning to the latest numbers from the Labor Department, the Labor Department's reporting 11,000 fewer first-time applications for unemployment benefits last week. That was somewhat of a good drop. Analysts were expecting a bigger decline, indicating that even though the job market is improving, progress is happening very slowly. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up more than 140 points at 11,187. NASDAQ also improving, up 36 points at 2,508. S&P 500 up 16 now at 1,208. This is NPR News. Pakistan Taliban chief Hakmullah Massoud is now believed to have survived a U.S. drone missile attack earlier this year. But NPR's Julie McCarthy reports from Islamabad he's no longer thought to be the unchallenged leader of the militant group.
A senior Pakistani intelligence official speaking on condition of anonymity said that Hakimullah Massoud has beat enormous odds. It's a miracle anyone could have survived the attack, he said, adding, Hakimullah did. If Hakimullah Massoud has escaped, it would be a setback for the CIA. The agency intensified efforts to kill the brash young Taliban leader after he appeared in a video alongside an al-Qaeda operative who killed seven CIA agents at a base in Afghanistan in late December. The Pakistani intelligence official said while Massoud has survived, he has been sidelined. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
The Dutch and British conglomerate Unilever reports huge first quarter profits, edging stocks up in morning trading. Terry Schultz reports.
It's the fourth consecutive quarter of strong growth for the group whose best-known products include Lipton Tea, Ben & Jerry's, and Dove Soap. Unilever cut prices last year and has seen a better than 4% increase in sales since January. Its overall volume growth was 7.6%. The most dramatic figure, though, is the 32% jump in earnings for the quarter. Though sales in Western Europe were sluggish at just 0.2%, a push into emerging markets has paid off for the company, with sales improving by more than 10% in Latin America. The better-than-expected results helped to boost European food and beverage sector stocks 1.4% in early trading. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
And I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.